Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Picture this, and I want to know your honest answer, what you would really do. You get a knock at the door, your home, let's say by yourself. Just you are the only person there. Knock at the door. Knock, knock, knock. What do you do? Like, what's the next step?
Drop to the floor and hide.
This happened to Hannah recently, and that's what you did, right?
Yeah, I was actually dog sitting by myself, and someone was at the door, and I freaked out. Like, I almost didn't want to like watch the dog anymore because I was freaking out. I hate when people come to the door. I think it's so scary. It doesn't matter if I'm in someone else's house, if I'm in my own home. I never, ever, ever will answer the door if someone's there that I'm not expecting. Zero reason I will.
I'll like always go to the top of the stairs and try to look down and see if I can see who it is before.
Nope.
Because sometimes it'll be like a neighbor or something and I'll
Doesn't
open
matter.
The door. But if
so
it's like, just like...
So you won't go to the door. You'll like look, like peer in.
Yeah. I don't want them to see me.
So you don't even go. So Hannah drops to the floor. You like go from the top of the staircase so you can kind of see through like a window
of
some sort.
Yeah. And if it's some type of worker or door to door, I'm not answering. I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. I'm the same way. We have like a window at our door that you can kind of see through so you can kind of tell, hey, do I know that person? Is this a delivery person or something like that? Because I've been swindled before opening the door.
What?
What happened?
Wait, what?
Well, years ago, somebody was going door to door selling, literally selling Windex. And they were, you know, and to make them go away, to let them, I bought it. I spent $40 on a box of a little, you know, spray bottle of Windex. And it still chaps me.
It still gets mad.
So it's one of those things where it's like, well, sorry, you've ruined it for everybody. I do not answer the door anymore.
Oh, Kevin.
There was a guy, the same kind of thing happened to me. I always answer the door. I'm the only one.
You would.
Yeah, like someone knocks the door, I answered it. I feel it's rude. I'm home. I feel like it's rude to ignore this person who, you know, is working real hard, going door to door, hustling. And there was a guy telling me about, like, he had this program and was helping people. And my wife's like, close the door. Wrap it up with him. And I like literally listened to his whole story for like 15 minutes. And she's like, what was that? Didn't you see this viral story that this is a big scheme that's going around? I'm like, no, I guess that my algorithm didn't cover this viral scheme about the door-to-door thing. And this man seemed like a nice gentleman, and I didn't want to cut him off. He had his whole speech. I listened to the whole speech. I didn't buy it, Kevin, but I did listen to the whole speech.
Well, isn't that worse? I mean, you know,
you just wasted his time.
Exactly.
Now, I have no problem saying no to someone's face, but I wanted to not be rude. No, I think it's
all
rude
around,
to hide.
No, and it's not even that I don't want to deal with the annoyance. It's, for me, it's fear. Like, I never want to be...
What do you think is going to happen? You think someone's going to come after you?
I mean, you're opening your house and yourself to a stranger. Absolutely not.
When I open up the door, they go, oh, this guy's broke. We're not going to steal anything from this dude. I feel comfortable there. Do you answer strangers' phone calls then?
No. If I'm not expecting it, I'm not answering.
Random phone call? Anyone else?
No. No. Because you can see the number now, and you're like, don't know that number.
You've answered them in front of us, Brett.
You're like, I yell at you every time. I'm like, stop. This is how your credit card gets hacked.
I literally yell out, oh, who's this? And then I answered, hello? And then usually it's nobody important, and I'm like, oh, I got to go. Bye. That's what you do. You just say, I got to go. Bye. Like, I don't get it.
No, Brett. Then they'll use that voice, translate it into something else, and then next thing you know, all your bank accounts are drained. I'm telling you, that's how it goes.
And your wife thinks you're dead.
Yep.
Whoa! That's how it works?
Yeah.
No way. Am I the only person who answers the door? Or are you like, hey, like guys, like, Brett, you never answer the door for strangers. What do you do? Stranger knocks at the door. What's your next step? 314-531-9898. Everyone thinks I'm crazy because I answer the door if somebody knocks on it. That's what you do, I thought I was the normal one, but actually I'm the only one here on the Brett Mega Show that if a stranger would knock at their door, they would answer it. What would you do? 314-531-9898. Hannah had this happen the other day, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I was alone, and someone knocked on the front door, and I immediately freaked out.
She jumped on the ground and hid like army crawl.
Army crawl.
I was like ready to call 911.
I was like, but I thought that was crazy, but it seems like that's more and more common. Oh my God, there's a knock at the door. Run and hide.
I'm not expecting it. Like, absolutely not.
What do you do if you get a knock at the door from a stranger? Megan, you work from home. This is happening all the time to you, huh?
Yeah, I work from home, and you can see me from the front. My office is on the front window.
Ooh.
And so I feel like I have to answer the door, but the dog's going crazy. I'm on a Zoom call. I have to turn my camera off, put mute on, go answer the door, tell him to go away so I can get back to work. It's just frustrating because if I don't answer the door, the dog won't stop barking. So,
so based off of obligation, and they can see you. It's like, don't answer it. You're just staring at them, which is super awkward.
Or you can point at your laptop and be like, hello.
Yeah.
I guess that is an option. Okay. Thank you so much for the call. You know what you need to do is you need to do what Chris does. Chris, what do you put up at your door?
I have a sticker on the front of my, right above the doorbell, that says no soliciting.
Oh.
And it cuts all the religious people away and people selling magazines, everybody. So the only people that come to my door, that knock on my door, are the important people.
Say, just put up a sign, no solicitation, and that really does scare people off. So then, if you do get a knock on the door, they are either there for a purpose or to kill you.
True.
You have now.
I'm gonna get my 100-pound golden retriever to get him.
There,
there you go.
Got yourself a little guard dog. Teresa, what do you do if you get a knock at a door from a stranger?
The very first thing I do is check my camera before I even get off the couch. I'm like, who is at our door?
Ring cameras are the best. You can actually talk to people through the Ring as well. Lots of people are texting that in.
What do you do then? I'm not home? Is that what you say through the Ring camera?
Yeah, because you basically can check it.
From anywhere? Mm-hmm. So you're like, I'm not, and you could just make up a whole life
then? That actually
I'm at the grocery store, even though you're sitting on the couch, like binge watching.
That wouldn't be good, though, to be like, oh yeah, I'm not home. Doors open. Like, no, yeah, don't say you're not home.
My neighbor was at the door recently, and I was like, hey, Paul, our neighbor's at the door. Like, I was like, do I get up and answer it?
We're at the point of we don't know if we're going to answer for neighbors now.
No.
No, wow. We got up.
Barely. Guys, I'm the only, we're going to be Wally now, guys. Yep. We're going to be living in a world where we barely talk to each other, except for me. I'm old school. I still roll my window down, too, guys.
You can talk to me, but not at the front door.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.